All right, let's get to it right away. Who do you believe? It's that simple. Who do you believe? And for me, I know 1,000%. I know infinity who I believe, and his name is General John Kelly. So the general is trying to influence the race. Let's say some people reaching out to me yesterday in a variety of ways. And raising valid points, Dave Harrigan, Chad Harbin, Dave Harrigan here. Now, wait a second. Here we go. It's 2 weeks away from the election. Why is this popping up now? You want to know why? Because John Kelly doesn't want Donald Trump anywhere near the White House. Simple, period, end of statement. John Kelly, Marine, four-star general, gold star general. Is he on CNN? Is he on MSNBC? Is he writing a book? No, no, and no. He worked with the narcissist, the lying narcissist, who is Donald John Trump, who right now, in my opinion, if the election was today, he would win. I repeat, in my view, if the election was today, he would be the 45th and 47th president of the United States. John Kelly speaking to Jeffrey Goldberg, who I think is a damn good reporter, and also the New York Times, about a variety of topics involving Donald Trump, including Adolf Hitler. And let me just get to Hitler before let's play the Kelly soundbite with the Times in a second. I don't think Donald Trump is in any way close to Adolf Hitler. I will stand by that statement, and I won't spend a tenth of a second considering voting for him. By the way, democracy's not going to end if he wins. He's going to have significantly fewer guardrails. I agree with that. But democracy is not going to die if Donald Trump is the 47th president of the United States. Buckle up. God knows what he might do. He's tons of it is just bluster. I don't want to see it happen. And by the way, I'm far from in love with Kamala Harris and her campaign. I made that very, very clear. But because we're going to get to Hitler, and I've pushed back on Hitler constantly. To me, the lefties were talking about W and Hitler. Ridiculous. Then the righties were talking about Barack Obama and Hitler. Ridiculous. And then Donald Trump. Is Donald Trump obsessed with authoritarian dictator-like officials? Just use his own words, Dave. Kim Jong-un, Putin. Who's the other madman that he's always in, the European leader that he's always talking about?
Well, it was Viktor Orban, who we mentioned in the debate, right?
Yes, exactly. And so here's John Kelly, who was Secretary of Homeland Security, and then came into politics in a way he's never come into politics. Four-star general, lost his son also. Who, again, is he hawking a book? Is he doing this to make money? No, he's not. He's doing this because he is worried about Donald Trump as the president of the United States. Here's some of the audio when he's talking to the New York Times, John Kelly, about Donald John Trump.
Certainly, the former president is in the far right area. He's certainly an authoritarian. Admires people who are dictators. He has said that. So he certainly falls into the general definition of fascist.
That's the fascist definition. He's also quoted in the Atlantic and the Times saying Donald Trump often said Hitler did some good things too.
He commented more than once that, you know, Hitler did some good things, too. And, of course, if you know history, again, I think he's lacking in that. But if you know what Hitler was all about, you'd be pretty hard to make an argument that he did anything good.
So what would you say when he said to you that Hitler did a lot of good things?
Well, I tell him that. I said, first of all, you should never say that. But if you knew what Hitler was all about from the beginning to the end, everything he did was in support of his racist, fascist life, philosophy.
One of the worst human beings to ever walk the planet is Adolf Hitler. He didn't do a single thing well. He didn't do a single redeeming thing. He killed six million people because didn't agree with their religion. Poisoned the water. He was willing to brutal slaughter innocents for basically total world power. Then we have another part of this story involving a soldier who was killed. Terrible story. Well, let's stay with Bolton too. Let's get to the soldier in a second. So, John Bolton, about as conservative as it gets, okay, an actual Republican. Trump's a rhino, and it's worked amazingly well. Donald Trump was definitely a lefty while he was in New York. Sure, he was a conservative in his fiscal purposes, but he saw an opening, and it's worked magnificently well. He won the presidency. He lost the presidency. And he's locked in an extraordinarily close race. So when he morphed into this completely different political person and certain people have bought it, it's worked out extraordinarily well. John Bolton, just look at his pedigree from Reagan to Bush. True conservative. He worked as his national security advisor. Was with him for years, saw Donald Trump up close. Last election, when he couldn't vote for Donald Trump, who'd he vote for? Dick Cheney. Okay, this isn't AOC. I'm not playing what Keith Ellison thinks of Donald Trump. It's John Bolton. And so Caitlin Collins is saying, well, what do you think? Is he a fascist? What do you got?
I think it's a mistake to get into a controversy over whether Trump meets the definition of fascist or not. I think his behavior alone is troubling enough. To be a fascist, you have to have a philosophy. Trump's not capable of that. Adolf Hitler wrote a profoundly troubling book called Mein Kampf, My
Wait
Struggle. Donald Trump couldn't even read his way all the way through that book, let alone write something like it. I'm not trying to understate the dangers of a Trump presidency. I think it's important to focus on the dangers themselves. And I'll just quickly give you two other characterizations of Donald Trump that I think may be more resonant. The first is Rex Tillerson, his first Secretary of State, has the iconic description of Donald Trump, takes two words, and that's that he's an effing moron. The second is Charles Krauthammer, one of the most astute analysts of contemporary America, tragic loss to the country that he died. But he once said to me, and I know he said this publicly, I estimated Trump wrong by about 10 years. Originally, I thought he was an 11-year-old, but I realized I was 10 years off. He's a one-year-old. One-year-olds view the entire world, every sensation that comes at them, through the prism of, does this benefit me? And that is a good description of Donald Trump. And it doesn't mean that one-year-olds are all fascist. It means that's Donald Trump's mental acuity.
That is as crushing as it gets. By the way, John Bolton has made the point over and over again. He's not going to vote for Kamala Harris. He's not a liberal. He's not going to vote for her. So, again, don't come at me with, well, these are just lefties. The former Joint Chiefs, Mark Milley, what he said about him, what General Mattis said about him, what Mark Esper, his defense secretary, said about him, what hundreds of people have said about him. His vice president will not work for him. Didn't care about his safety. This isn't me, lefty me. As of today, I have no idea if I'm voting for Harris. I have made this point again. I'll just make it briefly. Voted for a Republican for the 2016 presidential race. Voted for a Republican congressman for two straight decades. Last race in 2022 in this state, of the four statewide races, I voted for two Republicans. I may vote for a Republican as president. I'm not just lefty. This guy is dangerous. He's intellectually incapable of it, and he only thinks of himself, and he's diminished from 2016. Agree with me, disagree with me. Go at me. Say I'm exactly right. I want to hear what Dave Harrigan has to say. I want to hear what you have to say. I believe John Kelly 1,000%. I don't believe anything that comes out of Donald Trump's mouth. Of course, other politicians lie. By the way, this the show, let me just emphasize this. This the show that over 2 years ago I said Joe Biden shouldn't run for re-election, questioned himself if he was up for the job, and who interviewed the first congressman and was able to get him to say, a Democrat, that Joe Biden shouldn't run for re-election. So save me the lefty talk. Doesn't match up. I'd vote for Mitt Romney in a second today. 1 second. If Nikki Haley was on the ticket right now, if it was Haley, Harris, and Trump, I'd vote for Haley. So get out of here with just the laziness of left. This guy is an outlier. But unfortunately, he's not an outlier to a lot of people. And again, you get to do what you want to do, your vote. I'm not mad at you. We just disagree. I'm sure we could find many other areas where we would agree. But I don't, I mean, come on. Four-star general or Donald Trump, you have to be kidding me. Any other candidate, this ends their presidency. Now let's get to the part about a soldier who was killed and the money aspect of that, along with what do you want to say? I really wasn't planning on starting the show, but then this comes out again, and I think it requires it. He absolutely, positively shouldn't win. But as of today, I think he will. Might change. The polling might change. But if you told me, I'm not, like I said, for a year and a half, he would beat Biden. I'm slightly convinced he would beat Harris. But a lot still can happen. Will this influence any of his hardcore voters? Zero. There's nothing. There's literally nothing that would influence the hardcore. Those Republicans who agree philosophically with conservative views, which Trump has morphed into now, but find him abhorrent, does it cause them to either not vote or vote for Harris? I don't know. On the soldier, that part of the story when we come back, but text and call 651-461-9226. We'll get to the bumper music theme when Rena joins us about 10, 11 minutes or so. Lots of texts. We'll get to a call here in a second, too. I want to get to the private who was killed. Donald Trump in a televised moment in the Oval Office showed great empathy. Second, how can I help with the funeral, with family members there and cameras there? It would turn out later, according to Jeffrey Goldberg's reporting, who John Kelly has talked to. So I think we have a pretty good idea about the sourcing from Goldberg here. After Esper leaves, and it's near the end of the presidency, he says, what about the soldier? How much was it? Because Trump graciously offered to pay $60,000, then swears about it. I'm not going to pay that. The sister came out quickly and criticized that. Don't bring my family into this. Donald Trump was gracious with us, and I voted for Donald Trump. And when I tweeted this out, a number of people pointed that out. I don't want to besmirch the family or the passing of a fallen hero in any way. I will just say this. The first meeting, the family was there. That is 100% correct. And when Trump said that, it seemed like a very genuinely kind gesture. The second meeting, when Goldberg's reporting says this, nobody in the family was there. So if she wants to believe Donald Trump, totally fine. If you want to believe Donald Trump, totally fine. She wants to vote for him? Of course she can vote for him. But on the meeting, with people kept coming at me on Twitter yesterday, Dave, look what this sister said. Look what. It's not the first meeting. It's the second meeting. And come on. Cash Patel and Mark Meadows. There is stooges. There is flunkies. Just like some other politicians have their flunkies and stooges who never criticize them. Does it go to the Trump level? Probably not. I think that's been established. But come on again. If you want to praise the sister, you want to support the sister, bravo. But the meeting that we're talking about, that Goldberg is writing about, she wasn't in it. And I love that people are going at me, fact check. This wasn't that hard, boys and girls. I love when you're lecturing about fact check and your facts are so off.
I was told he wouldn't be doing fact checking tonight, Chad.
So good. What do you want to say, sir?
It's a party that left me behind. I voted for Bush. I voted for McCain. I voted for Romney. And when it became time to vote for Trump, it wasn't a question. Absolutely not. I voted this morning, me and Tim Walz.
Together?
No, different locations. Him in Ramsey County, myself in Washington. I did not vote for Donald Trump. It wasn't a question. It wasn't a possibility. There's so much more to me than slight policy differences, and in some cases, major policy differences.
There are many major ones.
And you know what? I don't agree. I far from agree with a lot of the ideas that Democrats have, specifically the further left you go. But to me, there's just no question that Donald Trump is an awful human being, a pig of a human being, and absolutely not worthy of somebody that should hold the highest office in the land. That's simple.
Glenn has called in. Glenn, go ahead. You're on News Talk 830 WCCO.
Yeah, hi, Chad. I'm right with you, Chad. I do not want to vote for Donald Trump, but what does that leave me? I really am not going to vote for Harris, but she sealed that up when she picked Walz. And as Minnesotan, we know what that's about. And so my question to you is, what choice do I have? You know, where am I left with?
Well, it's a fair question. And there are people very close to me who know I'm not voting for Trump. And today, I'm not in the ballot box today. I highly doubt I would vote for Harris. My policy has always been, sir, that I will vote for anyone who's running for the office. That includes other people who are Republicans or Democrats, Libertarian, other candidates. I think we have to make a stand over and over and over again that if we just allow who the two parties give us, we're going to continue to get a number of choices that are lousy. I'm not comparing how lousy Trump is to Harris, but to me, I mean, by far, when she was a senator and when she ran in 20, she's well left of where I am. Not even close. I would have much preferred Josh Shapiro. I would have much preferred a center-left person. I would have much preferred, and they would have called Biden out a year and a half before and actually had a race, and we would find out more. I just don't accept that we have to vote either one, but I understand, Glenn, a lot of people are saying it's a wasted vote. I just don't agree with those folks.
I don't believe it is a wasted vote, though. I believe if I do not vote, I'm voting for Harris, and so to speak.
Well, but then people say the same thing because I can show you all sorts of texts. I can show you probably 500 texts. Dave sees them all the time. When I say I was not going to vote for Biden because intellectually he wasn't capable of the job. Very, very simple. And by the way, I would have preferred Senator Biden, who was a centrist compared to how in some ways he was pulled to the left. But a lot of people make the argument if you don't vote for Harris, it's basically vote for Trump. I trust your instincts. That's what I would say. Trust your instincts. That's what you do. You should do, sir. Thanks for the call. Let's get to some texts. Wasn't the soldier story debunked by the sister? I just laid that out. She was not in the second meeting. Chad, thanks for the show and opinions. I'd like to hear how the negative effects of the Harris plans for a country if we continue with the Democrat as a president. If she ran center left, I'm for it. Their immigration plan was a catastrophe. The Afghanistan removal, even though they were put in a bad spot by Trump, by the way, Trump, who was willing to have the Taliban meet at Camp David, that was a catastrophe. The second inflation or excuse me, the inflation reduction plan went too far. They won't admit any mistakes. I'm a bit, she's supposedly the change agent. She still can't tell me one thing she's going to do different from Joe Biden. Not one. By the way, Shapiro, the guy I taught a lot, he's on the other day on Meet the Press. He's asked, tell me one thing where she's different from Joe Biden. Nothing. It shouldn't just be, I'm not Donald Trump. You should be able to show stronger views of why you're in this position. I do not like Trump, do not want him as president, but I do want a Republican president. So what other choice do I have? I totally agree with you, but on what you said about Trump, but if you don't vote for Harris, you're voting for him. Here we go again. The word salad stuff. I think her inability to answer questions is atrocious. Happened again with Hallie Jackson last night. Let's see. I'm very surprised you don't think democracy is on the ballot. I don't think the ruination of a country is going to happen if he's our president. I think he is going to test the power of our presidency, because it is our presidency, in ways that we have not imagined in a long time. And I think some of his bluster is going to be bluster. He's not going to, I don't believe for a second, I think it's still chilling. Do I think he's going to use the military to track down Adam Schiff and Nancy Pelosi? I don't. But it still should be looked at and said, this is a guy you're going to support when he's saying that stuff? Because then people make up, no, he's talking about the illegal immigrants. By the way, the Biden policy in that area was a fiasco. It was in common. He says it.
Use their names.
Uses their names.
Shifty Schiff.
And then other people have to come on and try to justify what he said. All right, we're late. Let's get to Rena. Rena is here. She's on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker hotline. Are you at work? Are you at home? Are you at a bar? Are you at a school park? Where are you at right now?
I was going to say, sadly, any of those could be plausible.
You could be at a Disney movie by yourself right now.
I could be. I am, in fact, at work.
You're at work. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm glad you mentioned that. Which city is Care 11 located in?
Golden Valley.
Thank you. Where was I born? Golden Valley. Okay. I am Golden Valley through and through, but I am going to call out Golden Valley right now for this dumb idea. Westopolis. This partnership with St. Louis Park. We're going to combine ourselves. We're going to call each other Westopolis. Get out of here. St. Louis Park, if you're listening, lose my number, dead to me. Okay, so you have the Coen brothers. So you have Tom Friedman. So you have Jim Peterson. I don't know what we have, but we've got the better town, Golden Valley. We don't need St. Louis Park. You work in Golden Valley. You bleed Golden Valley. You wear a GV shirt every other day, I've been told. I want you at some point today to go off the prompter and say, St. Louis Park, go back to your sleepy little town, you know, go back to whatever you're doing over there, but leave us, the emerging bell cow of a city, when individuals all across the globe, Rena, when they think of Minnesota, they think of Brookview, they think of Schuler's, they think of Bassett Creek. They think of the Byerly's off Duluth Street.
Oh, my God. That's the only thing you've mentioned so far that I even knew what you were talking about.
They think of Theodore Wirth. They think of Edward D. Neal Elementary. They think of Sandberg Middle School.
Okay. I am going to challenge you. Theodore Wirth is in Minneapolis. It's not in Golden Valley.
Should be in Golden Valley. I think part of it might be in Golden Valley. Minneapolis is too big. We're taking it away from Minneapolis.
And you're annexing it?
I am. I'm the annexer. I'm going to add that.
You know what? Of all the things that you have been passionate about,
thank you.
This is the one that is going to throw me for the biggest loop.
Whoa!
You're all in on Golden Valley.
That's
just
it.
All in.
Wow, Dave.
Go ahead.
I mean, sounds like Rena hates the town that she works in. Put it on the Twitter right now. Rena Sargentopoulos says Golden Valley is beneath her.
Fine.
She's probably right.
Oh, geez.
Sounds to me Dave like two
Harrigan.
Towns that don't believe in themselves.
Yeah.
That's true.
It does. I agree.
That's true.
It hurts me.
Dave Harrigan, do Do you have a city that you grew up in that the comparable city near you that you had this angst towards, the same angst?
Well, I grew up on the south end of Maplewood, very close to Woodbury. So growing up, we hated Woodbury. Now I live there, so it's delightful.
He's a fraud. I mean, he is a fraud.
I learned. I grew, as did Woodbury.
I don't hate St. Louis Park.
Sounds like you do.
Yeah, it sounds like you do.
We just don't need you. I like to visit there really quickly and then get back to Golden Valley.
That's because Golden Valley has nothing to visit.
Milton's. You want me to keep going?
What is Milton's? Great, that restaurant.
Great restaurant.
Yes, it is a great restaurant.
Might actually be in Crystal, but I mean,
I think it might be.
You know, I mean, did I mention Bassett Creek?
Oh, you got a creek.
D'Amico
awesome.
And Sons. Indeed. Love Pizza.
Starbucks.
I think we have the only Starbucks in America. I mean, not a lot of people realize that. Schuller's, come on, where I used to fake ID all the time growing up.
Is that even still open?
Yes. Oh, it's packed. It's packed. Whenever I drive by there.
It's packed right now.
I wouldn't be shocked right now.
It's a shopping mall, so like the people parked there could be to other places.
No.
Like right Jimmy John's.
Right across from the fourth hole of Golden Valley.
Oh, I'm thinking of the shoe store. You're talking about a bar.
I'm talking about a bar. Yes.
The good shoe store, though.
Yeah. In fact, I think the shoe store needs to go away, okay? Because it should be known as Schuller's Bar and Restaurant in Golden Valley, Minnesota. Golden Valley, Minnesota. I mean, somebody says...
Golden, it's right in the name.
Exactly! St. Louis Park. What is that?
What do you got against St. Louis?
It's in Missouri.
No, I mean the actual Saint.
Saints overrated. And who's Lewis? I mean, I've never cared for many Lewises either. And we already have enough parks. Golden. It's golden and it's a valley. I mean, that sounds like heaven, doesn't it, Rena? Don't you think, you know, you're going to pass in about 70 years?
Either of those things? Is it actually in a valley? I don't believe it is.
Wow.
It's like when you go to those old folks' homes and they sadly name them things like Freedom Point or, you know, like where they take your freedom.
Oh, my God. I mean, I'm trying to poke fun at St. Louis Park. Rena is going after the old people. You know,
just the homes, not the people themselves.
Hey,
just the homes, the names of them.
David's already
Sunny Valley.
Yes, David's already threatened me if I don't sleep anymore, and then I just lose it in like 10 years. He's going to set me up. You've been in this lovely studio before, by the way, with carpet from the 1930s. He's just going to position me in the corner, turn me around that way, and just let me keep doing a show. You know, so I would be in used to broadcast to your valley. You know, that's where I would be. All right, now I have to talk about how would you feel if your spouse and significant other was telling you about work and she was so sick of this happening at work, because I think I'm fairly open-minded and objective and give great deference to significant others. This one might be a bit much for me. Let's discuss this. The great Rena's here. Rena Sargentopoulos. She doesn't care for Golden Valley, and she hates old people. That's what we've learned so far on Newstalk 830 WCCO. Go ahead, Dave. Tell all of us, Rena Sargentopoulos included, your bumper music theme today, because I think it's excellent.
Johnny Carson would have been 99 years old today. So we are playing music that was performed live on Johnny's show.
That's great. That is great. I still distinctly remember David Letterman on the 2005 Emmys talking for 7-8 minutes brilliantly and eloquently how talented and unique Johnny was and how he doesn't have a career without Johnny Carson. So great, great touch. A show of hands, any of us actors at this point. Rena, are you an actress?
No.
No. Dave, actor?
I prefer the term thespian.
Thespian. I am not an actor also. When a partner, significant other, husband, wife is an actor, there can be all sorts of scenes, right? Including sex scenes, right? And I'm sure not the easiest. Like, hey, let's go see your latest movie. Oh, here we go. You and Brad Pitt. You and, you know, Scarlett Johansson. Nicole Kidman is in this touted movie where it's kind of the trend now. It's the attractive 40, 50-year-old woman with the boy toy. Because obviously in society, we've watched the other example over and over again. So good for Hollywood to catch up. Nicole Kidman, in a recent interview, said she got... I'm just going to read right from page 6, because page 6 can say it better than me. She got so hot and bothered in the sex scenes for Thriller that she wanted to shut down filmings at points. There were times when we were shooting, I was like, I don't want to orgasm anymore. Don't come near me. I hate doing this. I don't care if I'm ever touching it in my life. Okay. Keith Urban is, you know, he's on the internet. He's reading this story. Hey, there's a... when I see Keith interviews, it's a Nick. Says, hey, here's Nick talking about the movie. Rena, how do you think Keith feels about that part of the quote from Nicole Kidman, when I'm all for honesty, but if I'm Keith Urban, I'm a little jolted by this specific phrasing?
Yeah, I've often wondered how actors and actresses can stay in relationships when their significant other part of their job is to at least act like they're romantically interested in someone else when there is that going on, you know, behind the scenes. I don't know. I don't feel comfortable even hearing that.
Dave, I don't feel like I'm a very jealous person. And I would respect. And if you're Keith Urban, you've been married to Nicole Kidman, I don't know, was it in like 15, 20 years, something like that?
Quite a while.
And, oh, so when you're in that movie, you had to stop because you were, not only were you passionate, I get that it's a movie, right? But you had to stop because you were having so many orgasms? Hey, what's for dinner tonight?
So you want to go out, take out, what are you thinking?
I mean, I'll give her credit for the answer, Harrigan, but okay. If this was your situation, how would you feel?
I would not be pleased. I almost kind of think when you marry somebody that's, you know, in that kind of job, you know, actor or actress, it's, you're kind of signing up for it, though, aren't you?
You're signing up for orgasms? I think you're signing up for kissing. You're signing up for simulated sex scenes, right? And pending, they can be beautifully done. They can be graphic. They can be horrible. But, I mean, does she come home today and say, man, 3 more orgasms with that young boy toy. Stay away from Akita. I mean,
oh, gosh.
I mean, seriously, that.
It's a different world, Chad. We don't live in it.
Oh, that is a different world. Are you familiar with Jason Kelsey, Rena?
Are you kidding me right now?
You
hear one more word about these Kelsey brothers, I might lose it.
You're sick of them. Yeah, enough's enough.
I'm so sick of them. Yes.
You're sick. Would you like them both to die? Is that what you're suggesting?
No,
can we add that?
My God.
Can we put that on the Twitter machine, too?
How very dare you, as my daughter would say.
Yeah. That's very good. Yeah, how about if they just vanished?
Yeah, they could just, like, go back to their regular lives and stop riding Taylor Swift's coattails. And I'm not even a Taylor Swift fan, but it's like you would not exist if it weren't for this woman. Like, just go back to being yourself.
Whoa. You realize Jason Kelsey's going to the Hall of Fame. Travis Kelsey's going to the Hall of Fame. And even before Taylor and Travis were a thing, their podcast was massively popular. But, yes, they have been enhanced for sure by Taylor. Dave, go ahead and tell Rena the food theory that Jason Kelsey offered up about a delectable treat that a lot of people thoroughly enjoy.
When it comes to lobster and crab, people that say they love those things don't actually love lobster and crab. They just love melted butter.
I'm with you.
Oh, so you're with Jason Kelsey. So you wanted him to die and vanish.
He's my new best friend. Yeah.
We're
best friends now.
We've moved fast. I want you to vanish. Okay. So, hey, here's another thing in Golden Valley. The Red Lobster across the street from Carol Levin. Right there. Boom.
Again, is that still open? I don't think it is.
It's iconic in Golden Valley, so just play along. Would you just play along for the little shenanigans here? Okay,
going along with it.
When you go there and you order the lobster, because I know that's how you roll. It's lobster every night.
She gets two of them.
Yeah. Okay. She gets two. Now Dave is calling you fat. Do you just label that just over and over again? Put the butter on there, or would you have it?
I just don't get lobster because I don't like the taste of it.
But what about when the melted butter's on there?
I love melted butter. I'll just eat melted butter.
Melted
I don't need
butter.
Lobster to eat melted butter. Okay. Just a spoon.
Okay. So, somehow that wouldn't shock me, Dave, if she actually just ordered melted butter.
Could you order the lobster, get the melted butter, and just push the lobster aside? And yeah, just, you know,
yeah.
Melted butter is a form of soup.
Kind of like Nicholson when he wanted the toast.
That's right.
Yes. All right, we have to go. So, good luck at work.
Done anyway.
Yeah, we're done with you. Tout Golden Valley today and rip St. Louis Park at some point.
You betcha.
Thank you. Linda's Construction Time Check. It's time for me to stop talking. It's time to replace your old windows with Infinity from Marvin Windows and get free installation labor.